us adore him, Christ the Lord. Hymn writers use many titles that we attribute to the one whose birth we celebrate today. But what's in a name anyway? Well, in God's love story, names mattered. Names meant something. A name was given as a testimony to the one who would bear it. So when God sent his son to the earth to be born of a virgin, wrapped in rags and laid in a cattle trough, the name the child was given said who he was and how he would affect our lives forever. An angel appeared to a carpenter from the small town of Nazareth in Galilee who was engaged to a young woman who was already pregnant. The angel said, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what has been conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins."
What did you say was the baby's name? His name is Jesus. What did you say was the baby's name? His name is Jesus. What did you say was the baby's name? His name is Jesus. King Jesus was that precious baby's name.
baby's earthly name would be Jesus, not an unusual name for a Hebrew boy. However, the name meant Savior. But long before the child's birth, prophets such as Isaiah called him other names that would give God's people a taste of who he would become. Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. But the prophet did not stop with those names. He predicted the child's birth and then added that he would be God himself in flesh. Matthew wrote, "See, the virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel," which is translated God with us.
Emmanuel, Emmanuel.
God spoke through another prophet, Malachi, about the name of the one we now know as Jesus. The prophet wrote, "For you who honor my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. The sun, as in the sun that shines in our sky, the sun that warms and illuminates the earth, the sun that brings a new day and new blessings with it. He would be the ultimate light of the world, and Jesus would make all things new. Angels announced his birth and proclaimed that he was the newborn king, Prince of Peace, Savior." Prophets named him, his earthly father named him, his contemporaries referred to him as the Lamb of God and the Promised One. He called himself the Good Shepherd, the Son of Man, the Way, the Truth, the Life. And since then, others have given him titles such as the Alpha and the Omega, the Great I Am. Of all these names reveal another part of our Creator. In fact, they show us the very heart of God, the one who heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He gives names to all of them. And if he counts the stars and makes sure they stay in place, he can keep count of every hair on our heads and can hear each beat of our hearts. Your name, we know you listen, we know you care, and we know that you will draw us near. We feel your touch, hear your voice, and see your love poured out upon us. We adore you and praise your name. Amen.
Thank you.
You may call him Jesus, or Lord, or Savior, or Messiah, but there is no doubt that his name has power to save, to heal, to set free those who are bound by the challenges of life. Call on him, call out his name, for God highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, Jesus.
There's words from two of these songs that have really touched my heart just in trying to get this to work. There were two of them, and like I said, one is He Knows My Name. We sang it earlier. It's one of those songs that's simple, and it repeats itself several times. And sometimes I get tired of the repeat, I'll be honest. But this is one of those songs that each time I sang the repeat, something else touched me. And the song goes on, He knows my heart. Now you think about that. He knows my heart. He knows the good. He knows the bad. He knows the part of me that cares for others, but he also knows the part of me that's selfish. And even before time began, my life was in his hands. Now that's hard for me to grasp, that God has held on to me that long. But he knows my name. He knows my name. He knows your name. He knows every thought. He sees every tear that falls. He hears me when I call. My thoughts, good and bad, the anxiety I had before I got up here this morning, my joys, my sorrows, he sees and he understands when I'm upset and I cry, even though I may not understand why I'm upset and I cry. And when I call out his name, he hears me. He always hears me. He may not answer me with the answer that I want to hear, but that's part of learning to trust him. And I never understood how hard that was to learn to trust him. I'm not a very patient person. Never have been. When I was a little girl, I wanted a horse so bad. I prayed for one, and I prayed for one. And I know that's selfish, and that may have been childish, but I did. And for years, I'd asked my mama for a horse. We had a pasture. We had all the grass. We had everything we needed. And every year, my mama would tell me, "We can't take care of a horse, Carol." And I'd say, "Mama, I'll take care of it. You won't have to do anything. I'll take care of all of it." But only when I got older and I actually had horses, and I loved having them, but did I understand what all was involved? They required a lot of money just for the upkeep and a lot of work on a daily basis. Even a child's selfish prayer, he heard. He heard me. And he did what was best at the time. I just didn't understand. He continues to hear me now, and he answers me in a way that he knows best, even though I still don't understand his timing and his reasoning. But all I have to do is call out his name, Jesus, and he hears me. Calling out to Jesus is a marvelous blessing we have been given as children of God. Have you ever just sat and called out the name of Jesus? It's hard to do at our house. It's one of those things we put off to later. I'll do that later. I'll read my devotion later, or I'll do it, you know. Everybody's busy. We're running around. And when we sit down, we're tired. The remote is usually in Bruce's hand. And we both get nestled into our recliners and just enjoy watching TV and napping in between. But you know, calling out to him is what I need to do more. And I'm missing the blessing. My father-in-law was a Baptist minister, most of you know that, for over 35 years. One sermon in particular he spoke of was on just the name Jesus. As part of the sermon, he asked the congregation to say the name Jesus three times, and I want us to do that. I just want you to close your eyes and just very reverently say Jesus with me. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. By the time you say it the third time, there's a peace that will start to come over me, or it does me, come over me. My focus begins to center on his name rather than all that other stuff that I get involved in. Just like now, I have 1 minute to 12 o'clock. Some of you are thinking of what time it is and whether or not you're getting out early or late, and I'm not going to keep you. Or it may be that you're thinking about where you're going to eat lunch. Or if you're thinking about whether or not you're even going to have time to have lunch because you're trying to get your kids ready for the Christmas parade today. Or which ball game you're going to watch or pretend to watch while you're taking a nap. Or you're worried about what you're getting to someone for Christmas. But just by merely saying his name, all the stress can leave us and a peace begins to settle. He'll help us handle whatever we have to face. All we have to do is follow the words of that long last song. Say the name. It's the only name, think about it, the only name that ever calmed the waves. Say the name, the only name that has the power to save. Say the name, the only name by which the dead were raised. It's hope, it's healing for the broken, it's strength and comfort for the weak, it's life and freedom for the captive. There is no greater name than we could speak. All we have to do is say the name of Jesus. So as we prepare to go out today, my prayer is that all of you here take the time to call out to Jesus. Because the experience of the peace and the comfort that only He can give, you can find through His name. And if you don't know Him, all you have to do, once again, is call out to Him and allow Him to lead your life. Because you'll receive the ultimate gift of Christmas, salvation. What a wonderful gift that no one here has the ability to give. So we're going to sing for our invitation hymn, Jesus, 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 I think. No, there's something about that name. My fault. It starts out with Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So if you'll stand, and Matt's going to come to the front as we sing our invitational hymn.
Jesus, Jesus. Something about the name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven
What a blessing it was today just to hear the message presented by the choir.